Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There are 2 types of women in the Bible. There is the godly woman, the Proverbs 31 woman, the Esther, the Ruth, the Hannah kind of woman. Prayerful, bold, wise, God-fearing. This woman's worth is far above rubies and pearls, according to the Bible. And then there's the ungodly woman. That's who I would like to talk about today. There are 3 ungodly women in the Bible that we should be aware of. But before we dive in, let me just say that the Bible gives us several warnings concerning the evil influence of ungodly women. Proverbs 9, verse 13, in the Amplified Translation, the Bible says, "The foolish woman is restless and noisy. She is naive and easily misled and thoughtless, and knows nothing at all of eternal value." Proverbs 21, verse 19, talks about an ungodly woman saying, "It is better to dwell in a desert land than with a contentious and troublesome woman." The ungodly woman is the one the Bible speaks of in Proverbs 11, verse 22, and says, "As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a beautiful woman who is without discretion. Her lack of character mocks her beauty." The Bible is very clear when differentiating a godly woman and an ungodly woman. So let's take a look at the identities of some of these women. The first woman we'll look at is Herodias. Herod Antipas was married to a woman named Herodias, but both of them had been divorced. And this was something that John the Baptist objected to. John the Baptist publicly denounced their marriage and labeled it as adultery. In Matthew 14, we read about how John had previously rebuked Herod by reminding him that it was unlawful for him to be with Herodias. So Herod had him put into prison for her sake. Now, Herodias must not have enjoyed being convicted of sin. In fact, she was angered by John the Baptist and his rebukes. So she decided to take matters into her own hands. Matthew chapter 14, verse 6 to 8 says, "But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company and pleased Herod, so that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, 'Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter.'" I want you to notice how bitterness and anger had so consumed Herodias. When her daughter danced in front of Herod, he promised to give her whatever she would request. Herodias took this as an opportunity to take revenge on John, persuading her daughter to ask for John's head on a platter. Her daughter did as she requested, and as a result, John was beheaded. Herodias was most certainly an ungodly woman, and her actions show her to be an immoral, bitter, manipulative woman. John was a servant of God, but that didn't matter to her. It's difficult to comprehend that a disagreement or a word of rebuke from someone else would motivate a person to murder, but this is how bitterness works. It causes that person's heart to grow cold, leading them to become irrational in how they think and behave. Herodias hated John so much that it clouded her mind and allowed her to take extreme measures.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In order to satisfy her pride and self-importance, she wanted the life of a man of God simply because he disapproved of her actions. And just look at the evil influence of Herodias. Not only did she commit the sin of intending to murder John, she made her daughter participate in the evil act. She used her relationship with her daughter to her own advantage, influencing and manipulating her to make an atrocious request which would end the life of one of the greatest prophets. Herodias's actions are an example of how an ungodly woman can use her position or power to cause destruction. However, a godly woman influences those around her in a positive way, acting as peacemaker and leading people toward God and the way of righteousness. The second case we'll look at is Delilah. The story of Samson and Delilah is an interesting story. Samson was a man who had supernatural strength, but his downfall came at the hands of Delilah. Samson was a man of immense physical strength. However, his weakness was the beauty of Delilah. And before we take an even closer look at Delilah, I want you to understand just how unique of an individual Samson really was. He was uniquely gifted by God and did some incredible, incredible things. The Bible says he tore a lion apart with his bare hands. He defeated 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey as his only weapon. So what was so special about Delilah that she would bring down a man who was so mightily anointed? Well, my friends, let me tell you that Delilah was bad, yes. But she wasn't the real cause of Samson's downfall. The real cause of Samson's downfall was sin, disobedience, and lust. And so the devil simply took the opportunity that Samson gave him, and the enemy used Samson's weakness to destroy him. Delilah was planted in Samson's life by the devil. And don't get me wrong, in this story, Samson is just as guilty as Delilah, as they both participated in sin. However, I want to show you how the devil can bring people into your life who appear to care for you, to love you, but underneath the surface, they are seeking to destroy you. Now, the Amplified translation of the Bible says in Judges 16:4-6, "After this, he fell in love with a Philistine woman living in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. So the five lords, governors of the Philistines, came to her and said to her, 'Persuade him and see where his great strength lies, and find out how we may overpower him, so that we may bind him to subdue him. And each of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver.' So Delilah said to Samson, 'Please tell me where your great strength lies and with what you may be bound and subdued.' The first problem is that Samson was a judge who God appointed over Israel. God had often warned the Israelites against marrying or having a relationship with those outside the Israelite community. Often such women or men would lead entire families astray, chasing after idols or foreign gods. Now, Samson did not guard his heart. He was led by his eyes instead of faith. And so, he fell in love with someone he was never meant to fall in love with. He became yoked with someone he was never meant to. And from the very beginning, Delilah was already looking to gain at the expense of Samson. She was offered a great amount of silver, and because her heart wasn't pure. Now Judges 16:9-12 says, "Now she had men lying in ambush in an inner room, and she said to him, 'The Philistines are upon you, Samson.' And he broke the cords as a string of tow breaks when it touches fire. So the secret of his strength was not discovered. Then Delilah said to Samson, 'See now, you have mocked me and told me lies. Now please tell me truthfully how you may be bound.' And he said to her, 'If they bind me tightly with new ropes that have not been used, then I will become weak and be like any other man.' Samson was having sexual relations with Delilah, so he was clearly blinded by Delilah. He couldn't see red flags in front of him. 3 times Delilah asked Samson about the source of his strength and tested him, and 3 times Samson failed to see the devil in front of him. Delilah was a temptress, and she was persistent. And I want you to notice the manipulation from Delilah in this passage of Scripture. Judges 16:15-17 says, 'Then she said to him, 'How can you say, I love you, when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times. And have not told me where your great strength lies.' When she pressured him day after day with her words and pleaded with him, he was annoyed to death. Then finally he told her everything that was in his heart and said to her, 'A razor has never been used on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me and I will become weak and be like any other man.' And ultimately, Samson gives in to Delilah and loses his anointing. Now, a few lessons worth noting are, not everyone who says they are for you is actually for you. Just as the Lord can send people into your life to encourage you, to uplift you, and help you. The third case we'll look at is a woman who's notorious when it comes to being ungodly. This woman is Jezebel. And here's a quick rundown of her background. She was married to King Ahab. She had an incredible, wicked influence over her husband Ahab. She was a pagan woman who worshiped multiple false gods, which include Baal and Asherah. She once purposefully tried to kill the prophets of the God of Israel. Because of greed, she took the life of a man named Naboth because she wanted his land. She had close to 1,000 false prophets who ate at her table. But I want to highlight her characteristics. People often associate the spirit of Jezebel with sex and seduction and promiscuity. I believe these are just some of the fruits of this spirit. At the core of Jezebel, at the core of this wicked spirit, is control. It's a controlling, manipulative spirit, and it takes people captive. One of Jezebel's most obvious traits was her controlling nature. We can see this from the way that she controlled her husband and also her nation's religious views. She wanted to use her power to advance her own agendas and did so without any regard for those around her. A Jezebel spirit, a menacing spirit that seeks to dominate and control another person. Another characteristic of that Jezebel spirit is how it seeks to control or rule by fear. Jezebel instilled fear into the hearts of people, especially by murdering anyone who stood in her way. She threatened to murder Elijah, and this caused him to be afraid and run away from her. Only Satan uses fear. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." That's how you tell if a spirit is not God. Whenever a spirit tries to frighten us in order to control us, that spirit is not of God. The last important characteristic of Jezebel was her disregard for and her hatred of authority. In her mind, she had all the authority as queen and didn't care for Elijah, the prophet, or any of God's people. She didn't listen to him or repent of her ways after he proved God's power and sovereignty. She also taunted Jehu, the military commander of Israel's army, right before he ordered her servants to throw her out. This spirit is also evident in our day, as some people want to chase after their own selfish gain, having no regard for order or hierarchy. And so, what are we to make of these three cases we've just looked at? Proverbs 31, verse 30 says, "Charm and grace are deceptive, and superficial beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord reverently, worshiping, obeying, serving, and trusting Him with awe-filled respect, she shall be praised." Those first five words should really hammer home. Charm and grace are deceptive. Being pretty and going to church every Sunday does not make a godly woman. The photos you post in your Sunday best outfit, that's not what makes you a godly woman. The Bible says a woman who fears the Lord reverently, worshiping, obeying, serving, and trusting Him with awe-filled respect, that's a godly woman. And when you look at what influence really means, it's the capacity or power to be a compelling force. Influence affects the actions, behavior, opinions of others. God used Esther, and she became a powerful woman of wisdom and influence. She was used by the Lord to save His people. And on the opposite side of things, Jezebel was used by the devil to try and hinder God's work through Elisha. She too was a woman of influence, but not the kind of influence that you should ever desire to have.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.